Fact check, Elizabeth Warren falsely claims she saw cages of babies at southern border. By John Binder on July 30, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, claimed she saw cages of babies at the United States-Mexico border during CNN's 2020 Democrat presidential primary debate on Tuesday. While advocating for decriminalizing illegal immigration into the U.S., Warren claimed she had witnessed with her own eyes cages of babies held in detention at the southern border. "What we can't do is not live our values," Warren said. "I've been down to the border, I have seen the mothers, I have seen the cages of babies. We must be a country that every day lives our values. And that means we cannot make it a crime when somebody comes here." For months now, illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border has increased significantly, leaving federal immigration officials with increasingly less space to detain and hold migrants. Last year, the Trump administration enforced its zero-tolerance policy to stop the flow of illegal adult border crossers from arriving at the country with minor children. The separation of adult border crossers from the children they arrive with, though, has occurred since before 2001, court records have shown, and the Obama administration used the same detention centers that are currently being used. To date, Warren has yet to provide photos that show babies being held in cages together. Detaining child border crossers was a policy during the Obama administration, where Breitbart Texas exclusively reported on the conditions in which unaccompanied minors were being packed into crowded cells and holding facilities. As Breitbart News has noted, Health and Human Services, HHS, centers where unaccompanied minors are often sent feature comfortable living conditions. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.